Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Hoops South Bass Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, where we're joined by four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. That's at WC Hoops 1C, and that's to get information about this program or any other thing that I do in basketball, or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress, WordPress.com, where I write often about basketball, the world of sports business, and all the other good stuff that goes along with sports. But we've got another great show lined up tonight. And we started out each week with Trevor Hopp, the great coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Trevor, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing outstanding. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And it's been a good week. I've seen five games already, Trevor, so that's kind of frightening. This early, but I'm off to a great start in my race to get 150. Your school is going to be involved in many of those that I see, Southwestern Oregon Community College. And what am I going to see? Tell me what I'm going to see.
Well, first off, you are off to a great start. Good for you. I'm a little jealous already. You're going to see a lot of the same, I think. We've been just working on, we're still working on playing fast and getting guys to understand that you have to play fast, but at times you can't be rushed. But we're getting better at it. We're communicating better with each other. But I think we're going to be able to get up and down. I just like the group. They're an unselfish group. I think we're going to pass the ball well. We're going to share the ball well. But all of that, still it all starts with defense. So we got ways to go there. And, luckily we haven't played a real game yet, and we got a few more practices in before we do. So hopefully we'll get there.
Trevor, I was out to the University of Portland scrimmage on Saturday, and I watched Alec Wintering, their outstanding point guard, who was named preseason first team all WCC. But the point I'm going to make is he's a guy who knows how to play fast, probably the quickest guard in the conference without question, but he also knows when to gear it down. Is that kind of what you mean when you mean play fast but don't rush?
Exactly. And right now we're just go, go, go. And we, because we're, just guys are learning how to play fast. And it will take us a while, and maybe November, maybe even in December. But, yeah, there's times that you need to, in the half court at least, slow down. And it becomes important to change pace and change speed and change direction. And, right now we just they're just hearing go, go, go. And so I think we'll get there. Some of the sophomores are a little bit ahead just because they've done it before. But there's something to be said about that, just a pace of play, especially in the half court.
And in fairness, not everybody in the NWAC South, when you get to league play in January, likes to go, go, go fast. So you kind of got to get used to a different style from time to time.
Yeah, no, and, for the most part, at the community college level, we all play pretty fast, but there are still some teams that are a little bit slower, a little more methodical, maybe going to run a few more plays, some different defenses now. So it takes some adjustment, but for us, it's just about getting out and going and sharing that basketball. But like I said, once again, it all starts with that defense, too, and we got to keep improving on that.
Trevor, you hear a lot of comments always during the basketball season that some team that scores 100 points, well, they don't play any defense, and that's coming a lot from media people who, quite frankly, are idiots about the game. just because you score a lot doesn't mean you're not good defensively as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you are scoring 100 points, boy, you're probably having to play some defense because, you know, you know, the got to get the ball up and down the floor, so you got to get some stops. And you know, boy, they're in the NWAC or in college basketball, I haven't heard of any shutouts lately, you know. So other teams are going to score, you know, we just need to make it hard for them to score you know, can't give up easy baskets, can't give up uncontested shots, can't, you know, give up easy paint touches, things like that. But, you know, for running teams, you know, it does start with deep, you know, there is that, that's where I think it all starts, really. And then you can let your players play and play to their strengths, get out and run and you know, play fast.
Yeah, and the words of the great John Spoelstra, Eric's father, and a great friend of mine, and I love quoting him always. He says, "It doesn't matter how you get there, but it matters that you got to have one more point than the opponent."
There's something to be said about that. That's for sure. That's all it takes.
Trevor, you know, we've talked about the rule changes and everything, and at this stage, it's probably maybe a little early, but do you see any of those benefiting your club, the rule changes? And the one thing that's kind of interesting is that the coaches not being able to call timeout, that even the referees are having trouble with that one so far.
Yeah, you know, and that one's a funny one, and we've talked about it, and we've given our, you know, we've kind of given our guys freedom. It's like, hey, in the first half, you know, we're not big on burning timeouts in the first half, but we talked about in the second half, if, you know, a player's double teamed and they're in trouble or they're trapped in the backcourt or just something like that, you know, we've kind of given them the freedom to call timeout, and they're just not used to it. You know, they're used to their high school coach or even, you know, us yelling for the timeout. So I think it's going to take some adjustment, I think, on everybody. And you're right. I bet there's going to be some coaches screaming timeout from the bench, and I bet a referee still calls it and gives it to them. So we'll see how that
happened.
Goes.
It's already happened. And you make a great point there about adjusting, Trevor, that I didn't think about players adjusting. That's a great point. Hey, in finality, have you gone to OIT yet? I can't quite remember when you were going to scrimmage them.
We did. We went down there on Sunday, a long, long day, but just a great experience for us to go down and scrimmage OIT, you know, traditional power in the Cascade. So always good for us. Hopefully it's good for them too, but they're really good, and they really defended us. And, you know, it really showed our guys, hey, this is college basketball now. We've been telling them that for a while, but it was nice to play against somebody else. And you know, Coach Miles and that team and everybody down there is just so nice, and they do such a great job. So it was a fun trip for us for sure.
And kind of nice to scrimmage him in his final year before his retirement, Coach Miles, after 45 years at OIT.
Yeah, it's just a cool thing. And you know, He's going to go out. He's got a good team this year, so that's good.
That's very good. Hey, Trevor, we'll talk to you next Tuesday night. Great job each week. Great job tonight again of getting us started on this fantastic program.
Well, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You betcha. That's Trevor Opp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's go to his good friend, except when they play each other, Bruce Kopp at Lane Community College. And you're still good friends with him. Do you believe anything that he just said, Bruce?
You know, he's full of wisdom. It's some good stuff that he said. And I liked his analogy of you know, if you're playing fast and scoring 90 or 100 points, you got to be playing some pretty good defense. He's exactly right. And
yeah.
Coach Miles has been the coach at OIT longer than I've been alive. How about that? That is amazing.
That is
good stuff.
That is amazing. That's a great – and I thought Trevor made a great point about the timeouts. You know, the kids are used to the coaches calling. They got to get used to calling them themselves.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, especially at the junior college level, because you know, you're not 100% sure, you know, what's going to happen. You're always teaching and preaching, but it's a big difference if you got a, you know, a fourth or fifth year senior playing for you at the point guard, or a team captain that's in their fourth or fifth year. So, yeah, we've talked about the rule changes quite a bit, but hopefully they sunk in, but you just never know.
Bruce, you've got a big jamboree yourself coming up, like Clackamas, this Sunday, and are you excited about that? Is that open to the public?
You know, we are excited. We open up actually with a scrimmage against New Hope Christian here in town at our place on Thursday, and then we'll bounce right back and have just a little 4-team jamboree at our place on Sunday that we're excited about. And, you know, we're excited just because they're both home scrimmages, which is always a fun deal, because you can have a home game and have some Scraggler fans, the True Junkies, come out and just sort of watch you throw the ball all over the gym. And you ask Trevor what he's looking for, what he's expecting from his team. And I sort of chuckle to myself, because we're definitely throwing the ball all over the gym and up in the stands and that kind of thing. So we'll continue to do that and try to work out all the kinks and that kind of thing. But it's going to be exciting to be able to sort of beat up on some other people. And I know I'm ready for that. So I know our kids are. I mean, it's, you know, it gets sort of mundane battling each other. And, you know, some of our guys are roommates and they're guarding each other and battling each other every day in practice. So they're pretty excited. I'm excited. So it's going to be fun to get the ball rolling.
Only Cliff Wagner and I can laugh at this, but you know what it takes to get rid of those throwing the ball around, Bruce? Those Ted Wilson, Linfield College, 6-hour practices. I ain't exaggerating.
Yeah.
You can ask anybody that played for him.
Yeah, that's good stuff. We couldn't have a 6-hour practice if we wanted to, because our fencing club comes in right after us when we're done with practice, so they'd be chasing us out the door with their swords, you know, ready to get their club team going. So that's probably why we throw the ball all over the gym, because we can't have 6-hour practices. But that would just be incredibly long.
Are you kidding me? Fencing can kick the basketball team off. What has this come to?
Yeah, where's the justice, right? Come on, what's going on? Yeah, I think we have a 3-hour block for practice, and then they come in after us. A few times we've gone over, and they're out there with their, I don't even know what you call their equipment, we call them practice gear, and they have their practice gear on, and they're, I don't even know if they're called swords, but they're ready to go, and as soon as we jump off, they get on. It's the JUCO lifestyle, Greg. That's how we roll, man. You just never know at the junior college level.
The next thing you're going to have is you're going to have your team rolling out the wrestling mats.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, and all those wrestler lovers out there, fortunately, we do not have wrestling, which is a pretty cool deal.
Uh-oh.
I know some schools in our conference do, but I hope I didn't offend anybody. But, you know, I'm not a big wrestling fan, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's glad we don't have that. We did add, they announced last week that we're adding men's soccer and women's volleyball, which we had at one point and they decided to get rid of. I think it's been about a 14-15 year hiatus, so it's good to get women's volleyball back and adding men's soccer, so our athletic department's growing a little bit, which is pretty nice.
Volleyball is an underrated sport, and the hand-eye coordination, just like basketball, so critical.
It is. It's a good sport. My 11-year-old daughter's obsessed with that and soccer, so I'm trying to brush up on all the rules and all the strategies, but taking a little longer than I wanted to, but I'll get there hopefully sooner than later.
Bruce, in closing tonight, and a lot of fun talking to y'all every night, and you do such a great job. What's going to bring a smile to your face after you walk home or walking out to the parking lot this Sunday after you've gone through a scrimmage and then a jamboree? What's going to make you happy?
You know, seeing some growth in our guys, you know, we've been really harping about team toughness and about getting better every day, trying to grow. And hopefully we learned and established our guys that we play hard every time we take the court. So if we can show some growth and prove that we learn how to play hard, you know, and just continue to get better day by day. I mean, we're always preaching and teaching constant improvement. So if we can see that, then I'll be really happy. So, you know, you never know at this time of year, but if we can show some of those signs and actually get better and it was worth our time, then I'll be a happy camper, no doubt.
Bruce, real quickly, for people that want to come to the Jamboree on Sunday, what time does that start?
It's an early one. It's going to start at 10. We're going to use both courts, and we should probably be done by 1:30. So you can get in there and check it out, and then still have a whole afternoon to, you know, mess around on a good Sunday afternoon kind of deal.
They can go back and practice their fencing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Very good, Bruce. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday night. Bruce Chopka, head men's coach at Lane Community College. Now let's swing up to Portland, Oregon, and let's talk to Tony Broaddus, the outstanding coach at Portland Community College, who has won an NWAC championship and a state high school basketball championship. That never gets old, Tony.
You got that right, Greg. Never gets old hearing that. Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It's been a great show.
Yeah, it has been a good show, a lot of fun. And, Tony, speaking of fun, you're a fun guy. What do you mix in practice at Portland Community College that's a little bit of fun for your student-athletes there? And I know you practice hard and you want to be competitive, but I know you also like to have a little fun.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think fun has to be a part of the experience. And to be quite honest, we have fun usually every day. You know, there's going to be a few moments during the day where we're going to all chuckle and there will be some smiles. You know, I think it's to me the greatest sport in the world, and you should enjoy it. So, for instance, we'll do one-on-one stuff, and then you know, the loser will have to run while the other guy gets to stand there, and guys will give each other a little hard time, and, you know, and then may say, well, you got to carry his bag to the next practice or something, just fun stuff that we don't really make them do, but it just adds some laughter. And then, you know, I'll get out there every now and then and exaggerate something that a player did. You know, you kind of say, well, you got the ball, and then you threw it away, but you put a little extra into the throwaway, and the guys kind of laugh a little bit. So, yeah, we have a good time every day.
Tony, I imagine you're looking forward to going over to Clackamas this Saturday and seeing your team compete against another team in the Jamboree at Clackamas Community College.
Most definitely. That's going to be exciting. We're ready for it. We'll have two teams in there. Both teams will be pretty good, pretty well stocked, and our guys have been waiting. You know, they want to see what other teams look like. They know there's going to be some four-year university colleges in the gym, including some D1s. Portland State's typically in the gym and at the Jamboree, and they're looking forward to it, man. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to catch somebody's eye and then have a good season and potentially be at that school next year.
Yeah, a very good point. There are a lot of coaches that attend that and a lot of scouts and all kinds. It's really a fun day. You know, and one thing, I've been to a lot of jamborees. Sometimes they bore me, but this one never bores me because the action, the teams are so competitive against each other in that, I think Cliff plays a 10-minute period. I don't know what he's going to do this year, but it's go get them time.
It is. And like I was saying a couple weeks ago, it's fun because it's like you're starting the game in the fourth quarter. You know, you don't have a whole lot of time to mess around, so you go right to it, and it's pretty intense. And since it's the beginning of the year, everybody wants to show that their school is going to be this and that, and it's just a lot of natural energy that comes with it.
Yeah, speaking of natural energy, how have your practices gone for you? Are you pleased? What's been good? What needs work on as you head to Saturday?
Yeah, they've been good. They've been good and real competitive. And, you know, for the most part, I have no complaints. But as a coach, you're always going to have some. And it's just the fact that some guys are not used to the grind of practicing every single day. And they naturally, from old habits, want to have an excuse why they can't be there or they're hurt or, you know. And so we're trying to get that out of the guys. And it's only one or two, but those one or two will drive you nuts as a coach. But, you know, just getting them to understand that don't let your mind think of reasons why you can't practice. When that creeps in your mind, if it does, block it out immediately and know that you have to take care of business and be there and give maximum effort. Some guys, it's not a problem. Yeah. They just love being in the gym no matter what. But there's some guys who just don't be want to practice.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of famous athletes in all sports that have made a big deal about they don't like to practice, they don't come to practice, they're late, whatever. And I certainly hope that that doesn't rub off on young people, even though it does have an impact, I think, at times.
Well, it does a little, but I think it's just more so for guys. When there's no games every other day, some guys just don't want to be on that grind. You know, and I tell them all, I say, well, you must not love the game, because if you love the game, you want to be in the gym practicing. And there's some guys, and to be honest, it's like 80% of my team is like that. They want to be there. I have to say, guys, it's time to go. But then you get a couple of those guys that can't wait to get out of here, and they find reasons to be hurt so they don't have to practice because it's Tuesday and there's no game or we haven't even started games yet. But, you know, that's where coaching comes in. Working on that, getting that out of their head, and making sure they understand that's not the recipe for success. And once we get that, we're going to be on a roll.
Tony, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. It's like a Christmas morning for me when this event takes place, because to me it really kicks things off, and we'll have a good time there Saturday. I hope Coach Wagner's got that hospitality room ready to go. That's the key.
I forgot about that. Yes, I hope he does too. Thanks for having me, Greg. Keep up the good work.
We appreciate you being on, Tony. You keep up the good work too. Tony brought us the head men's coach at Portland Community College in Portland, Oregon, the place where I was born, not too far from there at Emmanuel Hospital. And now let's go to Cliff Wagner, who's going to put on this great jamboree along with his tremendous on Saturday, and it's going to be a lot of fun, Cliff.
Well, it really is. And Brian and I and Kay Osteen and Jim Martineau have been getting this thing organized, and we've had some officials work really hard to get a lot of officials there throughout the day, because it takes about 20-some officials to get this thing done, too. So it's a pretty big undertaking, but it's been a great thing for showcasing all of our teams. You know, we do it, you know, for Clackamas, we do it for NWAC basketball. And like Tony was saying, we'll have 20 to 40 four-year coaches there throughout the day, stopping, checking in. Everybody knows it's a good stop to see and a good chance to get an early look at some junior college talent in the Northwest. And we have some really good teams here, 10 different teams. A lot of good players are going to be in the gym Saturday. So basketball's really here, and we're excited to host this jamboree again. 22nd year for us.
Yeah, 22nd year. Incredible. If you want to give just a shout-out real quickly, Cliff, to who does organize the officials for it? I think they deserve a little credit. You're right.
Well, for years it's been Mark Wormanen and Dale Danner have really done a lot of legwork. And then the past few years it's become even bigger, and Mike Updike and Tracy Howard, I know, have helped out a lot, too. So it's really a neat deal, and we really appreciate officials do it. We don't pay NWAC officials in the preseason. They do this as a professional courtesy, and other levels do pay officials in the preseason. So we really appreciate these guys supporting us by showing up on Saturday, too. And that's one reason we try and feed them really well in the hospitality room.
I know it's a tremendous hospitality room. No one can top you in the NWAC. They try, but they can't top you. Hey, Cliff, let me ask you, besides all the organization, knowing you as well as I do, you still want your team to play good basketball Saturday, and what do they need to work on that you didn't get accomplished in a really good game, a team that had won 15 in a row, Douglas College out of Canada. You stopped the streak on Sunday. You beat them.
Yeah, you know, it's probably a good thing that I didn't know that, and our kids didn't know that at the time, and we were talking to their players and coaches after the game, and that came out. So, yeah, they were playing their 17th game, so they're pretty organized. We watched them beat Multnomah on Friday, and I know they beat Portland Bible on Saturday, and they were playing their third game in 3 days. But they had some good players. They were older, experienced. They had good shooters. They had some fifth-year guys. And so I thought it was a really good outing for us. We had eight players who'd never been in a college game before get their feet wet. And I thought we had some really good performances from a number of kids. And I thought team-wise, it was a solid first outing. That being said, we're going to focus this week on taking better care of the basketball because we had 22 turnovers. We didn't do a very good job at the free throw line. And our defense was okay, but not ooh-ah special. And we want to be ooh-ah special, not just okay. So those are some things that we're really focusing on and trying to run a little better. We turned the ball over five or six times just trying to make outlet passes. And like Swak, you know, like Trevor was saying, we want to play up-tempo too. That's our style. That's Trevor's style. I mean, that's what we believe in that is effective and fun for the kids. And so that's what we're committed to. So we're trying to learn to play faster as well. So those are things we can focus on this coming weekend.
Cliff, it appears to me in my just my cursory opinion that you can go to that bench this year and not take kind of a step backwards with that. You've got a pretty deep team.
Yeah, we really do. I think it may turn out to be the deepest team we've ever had. Right now we're looking at carrying 13 guys, and they can all play at this level. You know, they're going to have to get their feet wet. They're going to have to get some confidence in themselves. But we're really confident that they can do it. When they learn to believe in themselves, work together, they can be a really good basketball team. We're really excited about this season, and the new freshmen coming in are really impressing us, and that all the sophomores returning have become better players. We had two kids redshirt. They're returning as better players. So we feel like we're going to take a step forward from last year.
And, Cliff, the details again, tell people you're going to have a large crowd there again this year. What are the logistics of watching games, and what time does it start and what time does it end?
Well, first of all, Clackamas Community College, easiest college to find in the Northwest. If you can't get there, I just don't know what to say. Acres and acres of free parking. There is a $3 admission for all day, but that's 26 different basketball games, 20-minute games that you're going to see. So the first one's going to start at 9:30 in the morning. Portland's going to kick it off with Pacific and Multnomah to begin with, and then teams throughout the day are coming and going. We had to adjust the schedule for teams that are coming as far away as Grays Harbor and South Puget Sound and Centralia and Umpqua. So we're letting those guys play later in the day to just to be respectful of their driving time and appreciative of how far they're coming to participate.
I think it's really special that Umpqua will be there, and I know they'll get a very warm welcome, as they should all year long.
Absolutely. You know, we haven't had an opportunity to connect with those people since the tragedy this fall. So it'll be good to see them resuming life and moving forward and be able to tell them personally about our support of them.
Absolutely. We'll see you on Saturday, Cliff. Thanks for putting on a great event. And we'll talk to you again Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show with a little wrap-up.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for another great show, you and the coaches.
You betcha. Thank you, Cliff Wagner, head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the games. They're starting. And don't forget to make all your free throws.